שלום, אנחנו לומדים מתוך ספר זוהר לעם, כערך.
שלום, we're studying from the book of Zohar La'am, page 244, introduction to the book of Zohar, the vision of Rabbi Chiya, item 56, Zohar La'am, volume 4, introduction to the book of Zohar, the vision of Rabbi Chiya, 56.
Okay, let's continue.
Angel Matat took an oath, which he heard from behind the curtain, that the king visits each day and remembers the dough that is lying in the dust. At that time, he kicks 390 firmaments, and all are startled and frightened of him. And the king sheds tears for divinity being in the dust. And the tears are as boiling as fire and fall into the great sea. And by the power of those tears, that appointee over the sea, called Rahav, stands and exists and sanctifies the name of the Holy King. He takes upon himself to swallow all the waters of Bereshit in the beginning, or Genesis, and gather them into him when all the nations assemble over the holy nation and the waters dry out and pass through land. He takes an oath that the king visits each day and remembers that the dough that is lying in the dust. She is the holy divinity, although it is not referring to the whole of divinity, for there was no need to take an oath for that, since it is open to all. Rather, it is referring to Malchut da Malchut, which Rabbi Chiya believed was captive among the Klipot and was left completely alone. He wept and said, "Dust, dust, how obstinate are you? How insolent! All that is coveted by the eye withers in you. All the pillars of light in the world you consume and grind. For this reason she is called a dough that is lying in the dust." And here this great secret was revealed to Rabbi Chiya through Matat when he came to the seminary of Rabbi Shimon, since he took an oath that the king visits and remembers the dough that is lying in dust each day, but in the same way that Matat gradually elucidates before us. At that time, he kicks 390 firmaments, and all are startled and frightened of him. The Zivug Daka of the upper light on the Masach is regarded as the upper light kicking the Masach, meaning that the upper light kicks and wishes to permeate below the boundary in the Masach. The Masach in turn detains it and reflects the upper light, and this reflection is the Or Chozer that rises from the Masach from below upward, clothing the upper light. It is 390 firmaments, because the Masach is called a distinguishing firmament and includes four Pchinot discernments, Chochma Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut, within it, the four letters of Havaya. And since Malchut was mitigated in Bina, the Masach is in Bina, and the Sefirah Bina is implied in hundreds. It follows that those four Pchinot in the Masach, Chochma Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut, add up to 400. However, there is no zivug on the malchut of the bottom hay, since she is the blocked gate. For this reason, the 100 of the sefira of malchut, the bottom hay, is regarded as lacking the 10 of the malchut there, having only the first 9, which add up to 90. This is the hint in the masach called firmament, on which the upper light mates in a zivug daka, which is a kick. There aren't 400, but 390, with 10 missing. Malchut de Malchut. This is why he calls the firmament 390 firmaments. It was said that each day he kicks in the 390 firmaments during the Zivug with divinity, to elicit from the dough that is lying in the dust, who is deficient there with respect to that Zivug, for she is 10 who are absent from the 400. And all are startled and frightened of him due to the striking of the Masach on the upper light with tremor and shudder out of fear that he will receive more than his boundary. And the king sheds tears over it. The Mochin at the level of Chochmah are called the 9 eyes, since the 5 Sfirot Erosh are called Galgalta, Ve'naim, and Achap. And as those drops that the eyes emit are called tears, and those drops that the level of Chochmah emit are called tears. Emission of tears is done in a Zivug Daka, because the upper light that is drawn to the lower one and strikes the Masach, kicks and strikes it, for it wishes to be drawn below the boundary in the Masach. However, the Masach promptly prevails over it and repels it, for it does not let it cross its border. However, in the meantime, before the Masach repelled it, very small drops of the upper light necessarily extend below the boundary of the Masach, because for all of the quickness of the Masach, it failed to repel them from it and above in time. You should know that those drops cannot be included in the level of Chochmah that came out in the lower ones, as they are without a clothing or chozer, and they are reflected and exit the Pratzuf Chochmah. They are the ones called tears. When a corporeal person feels with compassion and love over one's friend, he sheds tears, for it extends from the above-mentioned root of the spiritual tears. Since anything spiritual that occurs in the upper ones strikes and finds a branch in the corporeal creations. This is so because the upper light kicks and strikes the Masach to breach its boundary, since the upper light always extends only from Ein Sof, above the world of Tzimtzum, where no boundary is discerned. Also, the upper light craves and longs to expand in the lower one, as it is written, the Creator craved to dwell in the lower ones. We also learn, divinity in the lower ones, a high need. Hence, he kicks and strikes the boundary in the Masach to be drawn below its boundary, and the Masach repels it as Or Chozer. And in the meantime, tears fell outside. These tears come out of compassion and love for the lower one. Hence, in the corporeal branch too, the tears are always emitted when one's heart is moved with love and compassion for one's friend. Yet spiritual tears do not vanish, as do corporeal ones. The tears that are as boiling as fire fall into the great sea, as it is written, for love is as strong as death, jealousy is as severe as the nether world, its flashes are flashes of fire, the very flame of the Lord. This is so because those tears come out of compassion and love from the upper light to the lower one. And as you find in the corporeal branch, when one feels the love and compassion for one's friend, the tears are as boiling in the measure of his feeling for him. So it is with the above-mentioned tears. They boil as fire, who flashes are flashes of fire, the very flame of the Lord. This is why it was said, and the tears are as boiling as fire and fall into the great sea. The quality of Malchut on the side of Chokhmah is called the great sea, since great waters extend from it, breakers of the sea. Through those tears, that appointee over the sea called Rahav stands and exists, meaning the minister of the sea who was killed at the time of the creation of the world. It is written, and by his understanding he shattered Rahav. For when he was told, let the water be gathered together unto one place, he did not want to swallow the waters of Bereshit. And he stands and exists on those tears that fall into the great sea, for through them he is revived. It was said that he sanctifies the name of the Holy King and takes upon himself to swallow all the waters of Bereshit. This is so because at the time of the creation of the world, no correction reached Malchut de Malchut. Since the Emanator corrected the words Abiyah in Man de Bina and not in Man de Malchut, and this sufficed only for the first nine of Malchut and not for Malchut de Malchut. It is written, you are my people, you are in partnership with me. I started the worlds and you finished them. The entire correction of Malchut de Malchut is upon the lower ones. Hence, when it was said to the minister of the sea, let the water be gathered together unto one place, he refused and did not wish to swallow all the waters of Bereshit, because the Klipot would have overcome him for lack of the correction of Malchut de Malchut. This is why he was killed. However, those tears are the ones that sought and correct the Malchut de Malchut. For this reason, they give vitality to the minister of the sea, so he may stand and sanctify the name of the Holy King, to keep his master's command and swallow all the waters of Bereshit. Then all the klipot in the world and all the evil powers will annul, and all will gather unto one place, the world of Atzilut. Since the world of Atzilut will expand equally with the Raglaim of Ak down to this world, this will be the end of correction, because Biyah will return to being Atzilut. When all the peoples gathered over the holy nation and the waters dry out and pass through land, it will be in the future, at the end of the correction, when all the nations of the world gather at once to destroy Israel. At that time, it will be revealed that the minister of the sea will swallow all the waters of Bereshit, that the waters will dry out, and that the children of Israel will pass through land. As it is written, as in the days when you came out of the land of Egypt, I will show you wonders. However, then was only the beginning, for it was only in the Red Sea, and only for a time. At the end of correction, however, death will be swallowed up forever. Thus Matat clarified the oath he had taken, that each day the king visits the doe and remembers the doe that is lying in the dust. Although the zivug that he makes with his divinity, each day is only in 390 firmaments, only in the first nine of Malchut, and Malchut de Malchut remained lying in the dust. And it seems to us that the king does not remember her at all. It is not so. Rather, he visits her with each and every zivug, since in each zivug, tears fall out because of the kicks that he kicks in the 390 firmaments. Also, they are not lost, but fall into the great sea. The Malchut de Malchut, who gradually receives her correction through those tears. And to that extent, the minister of the seeds revived until the tears accumulate sufficiently to search the entire Malchut. This will be when all the nations in the world gather over Israel at once. At that time, the minister of the sea will be revived and will swallow all the waters of Bereshit. Since the Malchut, will receive her correction from the whole. Thus the king visits the doe each day until she receives her correction from the whole. And here, all of Rabbi Chiya's wishes appeared to him, for he saw that nothing withered in the dust. On the contrary, there is a zivug on it each day, as Matat had sworn to him.
What is happening here? There was a question, how can it be that if there's not a full zivug from Malchut, the Malchut, then how can it be that we would come to the end of correction? This was Rabbi Chiya's question, and then he was crying and didn't know how to solve this problem. Truly, it doesn't come together, this entire state. Doesn't add up when in each zivuk there's a part of Malchut that's missing. He started to check and discerned that, yes, that part of Malchut, the Malchut, is in a concealed state in each zivug. And it's like drops, tears from the Lord of the Seas that constantly extracts into this large seed, and that's how Malchut is corrected. And through this, we end up coming to the end of correction. This is basically the story up until this point. Regardless of the fact that Zivuk didn't fill Malchut, still this completion of that part without which we cannot work, because the creation cannot work without that. Unable to perform Zivuk of Malchut, the Malchut, onto the 10th part in reality. The 10th part of Malchut was itself is the 10th part. Because of this, Rabbi Chiya was crying. When this was revealed to him, what do we need to learn? If we want to, then everything will be revealed. Let's continue. I don't see any questions. But what we're listening to and hearing right now and want to know this also gradually corrects us and will bring us the light that brings back to the source. Please, go ahead.
57. In the meantime, he heard a voice saying, make way, for the Messiah King is coming to the seminary of Rabbi Shimon. This is so because all the righteous there are heads of seminaries, and those seminaries are known there. And all those friends in each seminary rise from the seminary here to the seminary in the firmament. And the Messiah comes to all those seminaries and seals Torah from the mouths of the sages. At that time, the Messiah comes to Rabbi Shimon, seminary, crowned with high crowns from the heads of the seminaries. Since through this great revelation in the oath of Matat, the revelation of the end, all those righteous rose very high, meaning they were at the seminary of Rabbi Shimon. It is all the more so with those two classes of righteous who caused the arrival of Matat and his oath, by which they obtained wondrous merits and were all crowned and arrived at the degrees of the heads of the seminaries. This is so because in all the seminaries there are members of the seminar and there are heads of the seminary over them. The difference between them is as fuck from gar of the degree. When Matat disclosed the meaning of the end, a voice came out and said, "Make way for the Messiah King is coming." This is so because the end is connected to the Messiah King. Also, he explains why all the righteous in Rabbi Shimon's seminary were rewarded with it, since all the righteous there are heads of seminaries. Since to welcome the Messiah, one needs to equivalence of form with him. And since the Messiah King is Light of Yechidah, had all the friends not been rewarded with the attainment of being heads of seminaries, they would not have been rewarded with welcoming the Messiah. All those friends in each seminary rise from the seminary here to the seminary in the firmament. He tells us not to think that the heads of seminaries is gar, of inferior degrees. He says about that, the seminaries here were in high degrees, very sublime, until all the friends in those seminaries were rewarded with rising from there to the seminary in the firmament. And now, all those members have been rewarded with being heads of seminaries. Moreover, the Messiah too comes to all those seminaries and seals Torah from the mouths of the sages. That is, the merit of the members of those seminaries has so risen that the Messiah came to all those seminaries to be crowned with the innovations of Torah of the members of the seminary. And now, all those members of the seminaries were rewarded with being at the degree of heads of seminaries of those seminaries. This is the meaning of his conclusion, that at that time the Messiah came to Rabbi Shimon's seminar, crowned with the high crowns of the heads of the seminaries. Now, however, after all those members of the seminaries have been rewarded with the degree of heads of seminaries, the Messiah was crowned with the Torah of the heads of seminaries. It follows that he is crowned with the highest crowns from the heads of the seminaries. Item 58. At that time, all the friends rose, and Rabbi Shimon rose, and his light ascended to the top of the firmament. The Messiah told him, "Rabbi, happy are you that your Torah is rising by 370 lights, and each light spreads into 613 flavors, rising and dipping in the rivers of the pure persimmon. And the Creator seals the Torah from your seminary and from the seminary of Chizkiah, king of Judea, and out of the seminary of Achiah the Shilonit. When the Messiah king appeared to them and came to the seminary of Rabbi Shimon, all the friends rose, and Rabbi Shimon rose in that same degree until his light ascended to the top of the firmament. This implies that Rabbi Shimon attained that light of the 10 firmaments that are missing due to the blocked gate of Malchut de Malchut. And his light was rising up to the top of the firmament, which is light of Yechidah. The Messiah told him, "Your Torah is rising by 370 lights, and each light spreads into 613 flavors, rising and dipping in the rivers of the pure persimmon." In other words, his Torah was rising to Atik Yomin, in whom each Sfira rises up to 100,000, and the four Sfirot Chochmah Ubinah Tiferet Umachut are 400,000 in him, since units are in Nukva, tens in Zerampin, hundreds in Ima, thousands in Abba, tens of thousands in Arichanpin, and hundreds of thousands are in Atik. However, accordingly, he should have said that your Torah rises by 400 lights, and each light rises to 1,000 flavors, meaning 400,000. However, he was hinting him that with respect to the lights, which are from Ima, he is not using the 400 in full, but only 370. As it is written, he was more honored than the 30, but he did not come to the 3. This is so because even though his light rises up to the top of the firmament, he still did not reach the gal of the top 100 of the Yud. Thus he had only 370 lights, lacking the 30 top ones. Similarly, regarding the thousands, which are the lights of Abba, he does not use the actual gal of each thousand, but only the vak of each of them, which are 600. And instead of gal of each thousand, he uses 13, who are chokhmah of the 32 paths, since 13 are chokhmah of the 32 paths, called the pure persimmon. This is why the Messiah told him, your Torah is rising by 370 lights, and each light spreads into 613 flavors, rising and dipping in the rivers of the pure persimmon. Since 30 of the upper Chokhmah are missing in the 400 of Ima, and there are only 370 in her, and in each thousand, the top 400 are missing, those who are from the first Chokhmah. In their stead, the 13 rivers of the pure persimmon operate. Also, in each thousand, there are only 613, because this is how all the secrets rise, high and blocked from the seminary of Rabbi Shimon. And the Creator seals the Torah from your seminary. The Messiah comes into all those seminaries and seals the Torah from the mouths of the sages, because he grows and crowns by the innovations of Torah of all the righteous. It is written that all the prophets made their prophecies only for the days of Messiah. But it is written of the future, neither has the eye seen a God beside you. This is so because then all the degrees that belong to the days of Messiah will be corrected, and all the secrets of Torah will be in the form of, neither has the eye seen a God besides you. Then it is considered that the Creator seals the Torah. And since the Torah of those three heads of souls comes from after the days of the Messiah, as in, neither has the eye seen a God besides you, the Messiah told him that the Creator is sealing the Torah from your seminary, from the seminary of Chizkiah, king of Judea, and from the seminary of Achia the Shilonit. This is because those three were rewarded with the secrets of Torah of neither has the eye seen a God beside you. And the Creator himself seals the Torah from their mouths.
Item 59. I came to seal the Torah from your seminary only because the winged one will come here. For I know that he will enter no other seminary but your seminary. When Rabbi Shimon told him of that oath that the winged one took, the Messiah was startled and raised his voice. The firmaments shuddered, the great sea shuddered, the whales shuddered, and the world was about to flip over. In the meantime, he saw Rabbi Hiya at Rabbi Shimon's feet. He said, "Who admitted here a man dressed in the garment of that world?" Meaning, in a body from this world. Rabbi Shimon said, "This is Rabbi Hiya, a light from the light of Torah." He told him, "He and his sons will perish," meaning that they will be rid of this world and will be part of your seminary. Rabbi Shimon said, let time be given to him. He was given time. The Messiah told him, he has come to seal only so that the winged one would come to his seminary, for he wishes to know what he told him. And what he said, for I know that he will enter no other seminary but your seminary, is because he will not go to the seminary of Hizkiah, king of Judea, and Ahia, the Shilonite. Then the Messiah was startled and raised his voice due to the disclosure of the end that Matat disclosed, that at that time there will be terrible troubles for Israel. The firmament will shudder, and so will the great sea, and the world will flip over, as we learn that the world exists for 6,000 years and one ruined. Thus he raised his voice, for he wished to mitigate all those shocks. He said, who admitted here a man dressed in a garment of that world? The Messiah was surprised about Rabbi Chiya, that he was dressed in the corporeal body of this world, since once he has been rewarded with being here and was rewarded with the revelation of Matat and his oath, he has already corrected all the evil and was rewarded with welcoming the Messiah. Thus, he has completed all his work in this world and had nothing more to do in this world. Hence, he should depart and enter the seminary of Rabbi Shimon in Garden of Eden. Why should he still be in this world for no reason? But Rabbi Shimon said, let time be given to him. In other words, Rabbi Shimon proved to him that he should be given time anew, since he still needed to live in this world and engage in new corrections. And then he was given time, meaning that the Messiah and Rabbi Shimon notified him what he was yet to do in this world. Item 60. The Messiah departed there, shuddering, with his eyes tearing. Rabbi Chiya was shaken and wept. He said, happy are the righteous in that world, and happy is Bar Yochai for having been rewarded with this. It is about him that it was written, to endow those who love me with wealth, that I may fill their treasures. Since the Messiah came out of Rabbi Shimon's seminary with his eyes tearing for all the longing for the complete redemption. And this is the reason why Rabbi Chiya was shaking too.
Well, there is a few questions here. Let's start from Moscow. Moscow 3.
Good evening, teacher. In item 58, four times was mentioned the streams of the pure parsimony was mentioned four times. What is that?
When you will be as Rabbi Chiya, you will rise after 40 days which he fasted. He wasn't allowed to see Rabbi Shimon. He fasted another 40 days. Fast is not that he does not eat, another 40 days, and then after that he was given to see the seminary of above. And then afterward he saw the firmament of above, he was given the fulfillment of the pure persimmon. Persimmon is persic in Russian. The pure persimmon. It's something special. It's a special light that fills the vessel that we read there. It's called the pure persimmon. PT8.
Rav, it's written that the tears is Zivuk of Malchut, the Malchut without the Or Chozer. How can it be Zivuk without the reflected light?
That is the question that usually we understand that there is need to be Tzimtzum, Masach, and the will to receive, and Or Chozer, and this returning light becomes the clothing for the Or Yashar, and then the Or Yashar is received in the vessel. But there are additives which you cannot do Zivug Da'aka on them. You can't. A person cannot do that. And these deficiencies, which are revealed, these deficiencies are called tears. Always, deficiencies are called tears. So, especially here. Why? Because you cannot make corrections on them. So it's called additive, surpluses. But afterwards, when he is sorry about them, he can correct them. Hebrew 10.
Yes, Rav, now we in this preparation to the Congress. It's a very important moment. I wanted to ask, how does the Kabbalist see the influence of the reading of the Book of Zohar for the preparation to the Congress?
Look, I understand that it's difficult, not understandable, but you don't know how much it adds. You listen and it goes next to your ear, but it enters. It is like those tears that are emitted to the Great Sea. And this is why it helps. You're hearing a lot of the sermons, words, new words that usually we don't even use them, even those that know Hebrew. And this is why I think we should. I don't know what else to do. We will finish. It's not going to take a long time to finish it until we'll finish the introduction to the Book of Zohar. But this is important content. Afterwards, we're gonna study something else. Maybe the study of the Ten Sefirot. Something in the morning. It's more articles and discernments for the day ahead of us. And in the evening, it is more for the mind.
Sorry. So we'll learn everything that a Kabbalist goes through. I just wanted to add that it's not felt heavily. On the other hand, it actually feels like a beautiful symphony.
This part of the soul is very, very felt. It's exciting. It's special. Especially these kind of articles, like the vision of Rabbi Chia, and more. I think we can't skip it. On the contrary, when we read it once and then we come back to it and read it again, you'll see how much it adds. The terms and the internal effect will continue. We have more questions. Petach Tikva 14.
What does it mean to the speed of the screen?
When there are actions in order that are in order, so the masach mizdakech. There are actions that do not by the person, but the Creator adds it to the actions of the person. I want to do this and that, and the Creator adds. So it comes out that I have made more because I could not overcome. I couldn't do it. But there are actions that we do a little, and it's enough. The Creator adds, which means that the Creator will finish for me. He is the seal. He finishes everything. We just need to do what is upon us. Petach Tikva Yang.
Hello, Rav. What does it mean? What is the connection of the numbers in the text?
These are very clear numbers and exact numbers. You have the set of our Zohar.
No.
I think in the last volume there are these terms. What is each number or name? You should see it. I think you can find it in our archive. Although the set of Zohar, I think it's a must, as like books in every household, in each and every household. You should acquire them. I think we still have them, and it's very advisable to purchase. It is Zohar. You cannot do, there's nothing else to do. It is the foundation of all the wisdom of Kabbalah, foundation of all the creation. So we will go forward.
Next article, you are partners with me, item 61. Rabbi Shimon started, I have put my words in your mouth. One should toil in the Torah day and night because the Creator listens to the voice of those who engage in Torah. In each word that is renewed in the Torah, through a person who labors in the Torah, he makes one firmament. The Creator gave His power of speech into the mouths of the righteous, as it is written, you are with me, to partner with me. As I have made the heaven and earth with my speech, as it is written, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made. The righteous will create heaven by the power of their speech. By that, Rabbi Shimon began the verse, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. Created is a blocked word, a word that closes rather than opens. We should understand why it was made in closing. He says that he did so in order to place the end of the correction of heaven and earth in the speech of the righteous, to make them partners with him in creating heaven and earth, as it is written, and I will place my words in your mouth. This contains two discernments of renewal of heaven and earth, which he placed in the mouths of the righteous. First, to correct the sin of Adam HaRishon, since the emanator made the correction of heaven and earth in the sublime way prior to the sin of Adam HaRishon. It is explained in the act of creation that Zon Desalut rose to Arichanpin and to Upper Abaveima, and Adam HaRishon rose and clothed Ishsut and Zon Desalut. Also, Adam HaRishon had Naran Desalut, called Upper Brightness, until the heel of Adam was darkening the circle of the sun. After the sin with the tree of knowledge, he descended to his corporeal world, and his Naran now came to him from the worlds of the separated Bia. And heaven and earth of Atzilut declined because of him into Vak, and the point from Tabor, the Arichampin, and below. The righteous must mend all the flaws that were caused by the sin to renew the heaven and earth of Atzilut. The earth of Atzilut, who are Zon, and elevate them to Abba Ve'ima and to Arechampin and to Abaveima as they were prior to the sin. Also the righteous themselves will reacquire the upper brightness of Adam Arishon, which is Naran, from the world of Atzilut. Second, before the sin, Adam Arishon too did not have all the wholeness that the emanator wished to give him. This is why once the righteous correct the sin of the tree of knowledge and obtain the wholeness of Naran the Tzilut that Adam Arishon had before the sin, they must work anew to extend all the upper mochin that have never been in the world, as it is written, neither has the eye seen a God beside you. And these words, and these worlds which no eye has yet seen and which complement the righteous are called a new heaven and a new land, for they are truly new and have never existed. But those heaven and earth which the righteous renew and bring back, as it was in the act of creation before the sin of Adam Rishon, are not considered truly new heaven and earth.
After all, they have already existed in the world, since the emanator has already corrected them by himself before the sin. Rather, they are renewed, since after they were blemished and were cancelled, they were renewed.
For this reason, these righteous are still not regarded as partners with the Creator. Thus, the verse, I have put my words in your mouth, which Rabbi Shimon introduces, refer to the upper mochin, which Adam Arishon lacked as well, since they were actually innovated by the righteous, for they had not yet departed from the emanator. This is why the righteous are considered as actual partners in that regard. The Creator listens to the voices of those who engage in Torah. With each word that is renewed in the Torah through a person who toils in the Torah, he makes one firmament. Zerampin is called a voice, and Nukva is called speech. When the righteous engages in Torah, he raises man to Zon with the voice and speech of his Torah. A voice rises to Zerampin, and the speech rises to the Nukva. The Creator listens to the voices of those who engage in Torah, because the voice of Torah rises for man to Zerampin, who is called the Creator. And in each word that is renewed in the Torah through the person who is exerting in Torah, he makes one firmament. A word means speech. Each word that is renewed in the Torah of the one who engages in the Torah rises as man for the Nukva, who is called word and speech. By that, one firmament is done. The firmament, the Masach, on which the Zivug of the Creator with His divinity is done, is carried out through the man that the righteous raise by their engagement in the Torah. The reason why he says, in a word of Torah, and does not say innovation in the voice of Torah, is that the Nukva needs the construction of her Yisod anew for each Zivug, since after each Zivug, she becomes a virgin once again. And through the man of the righteous, the Yisod in her is always renewed, meaning the receptacle for the lights of Zerampin. This is why he says, in each word that is renewed in the Torah, since the word Malchut is truly renewed by the righteous word of Torah, for after every Zivuk, her receptacle disappears once more.
62.
Item 62. At the time when a new word of Torah comes out of the mouth of a man, that word rises and is introduced before the Creator. The Creator takes that word, kisses it, and crowns it with 70 decorated and engraved crowns. Then the new word of wisdom rises and sits on the head of the righteous one who lives forever. From there, it flies and sails through 70,000 worlds, rising to Atik Yomim, the Keter. All the words of Atik Yomin are words of wisdom and the high hidden secrets. That is, when a person raises man with his word of Torah, the upper world, Nukva de Zerampin, rises and is introduced before the Creator for a zivug with him. The Creator takes that word and kisses it. There are two discernments in each zivug of Zon. Zivug the Neshekin, kisses, and zivug the Yosodot, foundations. This is so because the name is not completed before he creates lights for his light, and they clothe in one another, for besides the level of Chochmah, a second zivug is required for the level of Hasadim, so the level of Chochmah might clothe in the level of Hasadim. For this reason, each zivug includes two zivugim. First, a zivug for the level of Chochmah called zivug de Neshikin, kisses. It is in the Pe de Rosh for the level of Rosh and Gar. And second, a zivug for the level of Chasadim. This is called zivug de Yosodot, foundations, and it is for the level of Chasadim. The Creator takes that word, Nukva, and kisses it, meaning a zivug deneshikin for the level of Gar. He crowns it, meaning a zivug de Yesodot for the level of Chasadim, at which time the Chochmah dresses in Chasadim and the Nukva is crowned with complete Mochin, and crowns it with 70 decorated and engraved crowns. The complete Mochin of the Nukva is called 70 crowns, because the Nukva is the seventh day. When she receives from Zerampin, who is in tens, she becomes 70. The Mochin is called crowns, hence he is called 70 crowns. He says that they are decorated and engraved, meaning that through the man of the righteous, they become a receptacle for those 70 crowns. And the new word of wisdom rises and sits on the head of the righteous one who lives forever. There are two renewals of heaven and earth, which are Zon. First, to reinstate the crown as it was prior to the sin of Adam HaRishon. On this renewal, the Nukva is called Word of Torah. And this is what Rabbi Shimon explained thus far. Second, the renewal of heaven and earth and upper Mochin, which even Adam HaRishon did not attain. In that regard, Nukva is called Word of Wisdom. And the new word of wisdom rises and sits on the head of the righteous one who lives forever. As it is written, righteous sit with their crowns on their heads. This is so because through the man of the righteous, who are already complete with the upper brightness of Adam Rishon, such as Rabbi Shimon and his friends, the Nukva de Zerampin rises to being a crown at the head of the righteous, Zerampin, with respect to his Yesod, the one who lives forever. Commentary. The light of Chochmah is called the light of Chaya, and since Zerampin can draw the light of Chaya only through the Nukva, it is considered that he is alive only when in Zivuk with the Nukva. who is called World. This is why, at that time, he is called the Righteous One who lives forever. It is also discerned that the Nukva is a crown over his head, for the Mohin that are called crown are from the Nukva, and he would not be rewarded with them without her. We also learn that he did not move from being fond of her until my mother called, since the consequence is regarded as the offspring of its cause. And because the Nukva was the cause for the light of Chayav Zerampin, in that respect, the Nukva has become his mother. From there, it flies and sails through 70,000 worlds. After she made it with Zerampin and the crown over the head of the righteous, she flies and rises further up to Arihampin, where her Zat are corrected in 700,000 worlds. This is so because the Sefirot, the Arihampin, are 10,000, and she rises from Arihampin to Atik Yomin, and he calculates the ascents of Zon one at a time up to Atik Yomin, which is done by the man of the complete righteous. This is because the zivug of the crown on the head of the righteous is by ascending to upper Abaveima and rising from there to Arihampin in 70,000 worlds, and from there to Atik, who is the highest of all. All the words of Atik Yomin are words of wisdom and the high hidden secrets. He interprets the merit of the Mohin that are given to the Nukva through her ascent to Atik Yomin. He says that all the words of Atik Yomin, all the levels that are received from Atik Yomin, are words of wisdom in the high and hidden secrets, Gar de Chokhmah. This is so because words of Chokhmah, wisdom, indicate that a level of Chokhmah and the high and hidden secrets are Gar de Chokhmah. Those are revealed only by ascending to the place of Atik Yomin and not below him.
Okay, thank you very much. You've done a really good job today. I hope that the friends enjoyed. There was in it a lot to what to listen to, very special text. So, where is our song? Inam Atov Umanayim. Shevet Achim Gam Yachad.